Herzlich willkommen zu Mein Element, dem Podcast vom Lützebäuer Journal und Zusammenarbeit mit dem Fonds National de la Recherche.
Technology can help a lot the agriculture sector, especially to face the all the effect of climate change. This is important. I will not go to sleep and leave the kitchen dirty for next day. This is not part of my style. I know what will be the farmer approach because my father will just decide by looking at the sky and knowing, okay, tomorrow is raining and now it is the right time.
Mein Name ist Max und heute schwätze ich mit Maria Rita Palatella, Senior Researcher vom LIST. Heute verbindet heute den Internet of Things mit beispielsweise Themen wie der Landwirtschaft. Was soll ich sagen? Ich kann weder eine Route absetzen, noch war ich jemals an der Ackerbauschule. Dafür wäre möglich, eigentlich seinen Beruf erklärt zu kriegen. Aber wirklich für Beginner. Also quasi so, wie man hat, das gäbe du ihm seine Kanne erklären.
I get this question every day when they ask me, what did you do today, mom? What are you going to do? And I think during COVID, it was a bit easier for them to get to know my task and how I spend my day. So now they understand, you do a lot of call, which means I have a lot of meeting. But then when it comes more on the real topic, so my research area, which is the Internet of Things, it becomes a bit more difficult. And then I have to tell them, look, I investigate how devices can communicate, like the phone or like the sensor. And then, of course, more questions will follow.
Internet of Things also. Schon 1000 Mal hören, aber gleichzeitig habe ich mich auch 1000 Mal nicht wirklich getraut, für zu fragen, was das da los ist. Dafür eigentlich ganz kurz. Was ist da der Unterschied zwischen dem Internet of Things und dem Internet of People? Do you know the Muffin Man? Oh, do you know the Muffin Man? Oh, do you know
the Muffin Man? Well, Internet of People comes with the Internet of Things because Internet of Things means things, so many devices that are connected among them and to the Internet. So this is the origin of the terminology and it applies to Internet of People because the device allowed the people to be connected. And this is something we can see in our daily life.
We're sitting here in your office. There are a lot of posters about a lot of projects. Some of them are in Luxembourg, some of them are in Europe. So how do you manage to juggle all these different projects with different approaches and different goals and different funds? How do you do that?
So this is something that I really love in my project and daily task. I have to say it is not always easy, but let's say once you have the approach, you can apply it starting from the little national project toward the more complex one that can be like the Connect project where I have 20 partners, some in Europe, some outside Europe, some that are technical, other telco operator, other farmer association. So very different type of partner, but in the end, it is very satisfying when you see that you manage to find a solution that make everyone happy and then they agree. But of course, this is my difficult task and I have to deal with it.
Okay. And is it different to apply for a Luxembourgish project than for a EU one?
Well, it is very, very difficult, very, very different. And of course, a national project should meet the national priority, the one set by FNR, the one set by the different ministry. While in the European context, it is about, of course, the EU priority based on the different challenge and that must be achieved by the different country altogether. It is also very different in terms of writing the proposal, because in a EU proposal we talk about 45 pages that are a lot, but it can turn also they are not too many because you want to write even more. And there are different sections, of course, that you need to write for a EU proposal. But I did several training and I enjoy writing it. I enjoy finding the way to match the call scope and make sure that we have a competitive proposal and we can win it.
Zusammen mit dem FNR schafft Maria Rita und ein Projekt, den sich mit Satelliten, dem Internet of Things an Sensoren beschäftigt. Alle Sachen, die noch nicht am alltäglichen Leben gesagt, höchstens spielt oder halb matt kriegt. Dafür frage ich mich, wie schwer ist es eigentlich, sich an so ein Projekt ranzufußen und gleichzeitig drei verschiedene Disziplinen um Schirm zu behalten?
So, lately, that few years ago, it was also not easy for me, because I come from the IT background, but I didn't study satellite and I didn't know much about all the issues, all the different type of orbit and the type of problem, line of sight, interference. But of course, I got interest also because in Luxembourg space is a very important sector and topic. And I got in touch also with some company. I was collaborating, SES. And then I got curious and we built some year ago a first project on this topic together, where we were mainly studying application protocol, MQTT and CoAP. And then this FNR project came after, where I had already learned a lot. And from the application layer that are, let's say, the one upper, I moved more in studying the lower layer, which is the LoRa Mach.
And how hard is it to get into this new field? It's like you have this door and then somehow you get the key. You open the door and it's like everything new. And you say, oh, okay, there's a room here.
Yeah.
How long was the time until you got to manage to have the overview and oversight over everything?
So it takes some time, I have to admit. And you have to be very patient and you have to really feel motivated. And after, little by little, you will see the results of your work. And this, in fact, was the case for me, because I started with a little ISA project on this topic with SES, but then after I acquired my own funding with FNR LORSAT, and then other projects came, like COMECT now, that is an Horizon Europe, and it is 5 million grant, where I'm the coordinator of 20 partners, and where we are still using IoT, satellite, 5G for empowering rural remote community. So this is kind of a nice path for me, because it took some time, but in the end I saw that it was worth to go through it, and it takes also some time to get visibility in the community, and you have to find the right partner, the right connection, and follow the trend, be aware of what is done in the academic world, but also what the company are doing. And this helped us a lot, because, for instance, I got in touch with some company, Laguna Space, that has the LoRa One gateway on the LEO satellite. Now we have their device, we can communicate with their satellite. So you need to really follow not only the work on the paper, but also play with the real device in order to have a solution that after you can offer and can be adopted in the real life.
Frau Agricole aus Manitlein hier, und auch du haben sich Leute gefragt, wie dann Zukunft an der Landwirtschaft ausgesagt. Und wie bei Zukunftstechnik du just an Mähdrescher oder neue Traktoren denkst, den hat sich geschnitten, weil als Navite geht du noch ein paar Schritte weit.
Well, technology can help a lot the agriculture sector, especially to face the all the effect of climate change, because these little sensors, when they are installed in the field, can provide you a lot of information about soil, weather condition, and by doing some data analytics, you can do a lot of prediction, or you can provide a lot of recommendation to farmers. So, for instance, in one project, we are analyzing the effect of the climate on the herbicide efficacy. So it may be that the farmer sprayed the wrong herbicide, or maybe they spray it at the wrong time because there were not the real good weather condition to make sure the herbicide react and has the expected effect. So we have a simple sensor that can give you a lot of information, and after, based on how you process it, you can give a different recommendation to the farmer. It also avoids them to go daily in the field with the aim to more of automatize several processes. So you could imagine that this IoT sensor provides information, and after this can trigger some action like flying a drone because it has to collect some image, or triggering the tractor that will go and spray rather than being the farmer going and doing it manually.
Okay. In Luxembourg, we have a saying, which means wat de bouw in het kan, dat is in het. Translated, the farmer won't eat what he doesn't know. And sometimes, let's say that they are very resistant against new ideas because it was always like this. Why would we change it? Is the agricultural sector open for these innovations, or is it sometimes hard to convince them to try new technologies?
So I can just confirm what you said, because of course I had to face this challenge, since I don't want to just do a work that stay on the paper, but on the contrary, I want that the technology is really adopted by the farmer, and this is one of the tasks or one of the objectives of COMECT, to empower the farmer and train them. And so last year I was for the first time at the agriculture fair, so you know that this is one big event, the biggest for the farmer in Luxembourg. And for me, it was a good experience, but very different because you can imagine it is not the usual conference. And then I had to face several barriers, starting from the basic, the language, because most of them, they speak Luxembourg or German, but also you could really feel that they are not convinced, or they were just telling me, okay, but the technology, maybe my son will use it. No, this is not for me. But how are you going to use this? It is too expensive. So there are several barriers that are from, first of all, not knowing what are the benefits. We need to have some evidence for them, and then it will be easier to convince. And we also need some new business model, because they should understand it is a long-term investment. So of course it will come with some cost at the beginning, because they have to buy device, we have to install the infrastructure, but in the longer term they will become more sustainable, they will be more productive. So, but I can confirm that it is not easy, but in the end, after this event at the Agriculture Fair, I organized a workshop in October where I invited several representatives from farmer association, from the ministry, and then from other company like the one dealing with tractor or several agricultural machinery. And I was very happy because actually there was large attendance. There were several farmers that came. There were people from the Ministry of Environment, from the Water Agency. And of course, it it was nice for them to see that the technology could help, since I presented some use cases and they could have an idea, oh, okay, so maybe I can monitor the crop and I can see if there are diseases or this process can be automatized, and they were very much interested. And afterward, I was very happy that there was an article that was published in the Luxembourg's magazine for all the farmers.
Ah, okay.
And this was nice for me because they were talking in a positive way that, of course, look, there are technology that can help farmers. Some evidence were presented and it was a positive feedback. And also the Minister of Agriculture congratulated, saying, okay, you are on the good path and you should continue in that direction because, of course, farmers need to change the approach mentality. But it is about continuing training them, present some evidence and guide them because we need, of course, to move in that direction to make sure that the sector is more sustainable in the longer term.
Ich frage mich oft, für was das München ihre Wege so angeschlagen haben, wie sie am Schluss eigentlich noch gemacht haben. Sind sie dazu zugehen oder gibt es da andere prägende Momente? Beim Maria Rita, also ist es witzig, weil Thema Forschung an der Landwirtschaft hat sich ja so nicht rausgesicht, und auch das Thema Leben im Land nicht wirklich neu für hat.
No, I'm very rural. So I grew up in a family of farmers. So my parents were farmers and during the summer break, we were helping them. I remember I was going to pick potato or to help growing other lettuce and parsley. And of course, I know very well the rural environment and I know what will be the farmer approach because my father will just decide by looking at the sky and knowing, okay, tomorrow is raining and now it is the right time. And I know how hard it could be to, let's say, convince them. But on the other side, he was pushing us a lot toward doing something innovative that could change. And I hope somehow one day I will achieve this objective. And then at the same time, a similar question came also from my sister one day when she said, ah, you are doing this, but did you explain our mom what you are doing? And I said, well, it will not be so easy. But of course, one reason is the place where I grow up. And then the other reason is also the place where I work. So at the beginning, I was working on the technology itself. But when I joined the environmental department at LIST, I, of course, had the mission to make the technology useful in the context of the environment. So starting from environmental monitoring to other use cases like agriculture. And of course, this is something that grow in the year. And now I want also to target other use cases because the technology is not limited to this scenario.
And what do your parents have said when you said, hey, I want to go into academia, I want to become a researcher? Were they full of support? Were they surprised? What was the feedback?
They were very supportive because my father and my mom always pushed for us to study and let's say take that piece of paper that they were not able to take at that time for several reasons. And we always said their support, that our focus should be on studying and strive to do what we wanted to do. They never blocked us. On the contrary, they even when our choice was a bit difficult for them, they never said no, because when I did my PhD, I left for more than 1 year to do a period abroad in Spain, in Barcelona. And I remember it was not a good news for them, but in the end they didn't block me, and of course I did it, and this opened already a lot of opportunity to me for after the PhD, and I don't regret it. I believe they don't regret. Maybe now I ask myself how I will react when my kid come with similar request, because as a mom now I feel that it is not easy to think, okay, your kid are leaving home for studying abroad. But I think based on my own experience, I will not block them.
Die Ortschaft, an der hat abgewiesen, nennt sich Polignano a Mare, an leider Süditalien. Ziemlich nur Ubari, für genau zu sein. Aber wenn ihr euch im Sommer so dahin verschluen, dann besicht doch einfach die Maria Rita sing Hemischt. Für was? Das erzählt hat euch am besten selber.
It is very nice. It is a little town that is just on the rocks. And it is a beautiful city. There is there are several beaches. There is a bridge from which you can see, of course, the old town on top of the rock. The sea is very clean. For several time, we won the blue flag that is given in Italy to the different clean beaches. And of course, it was nice for me to grow up there. We were in the countryside. So my house is just 5 minutes walk from the sea, and every day I would walk there just to relax, just to sit a bit, and I was always with some dogs, because my house was always full of dog and cat, and I love the pet, and I was spending as well some time with them. I liked listening to music, but I was the student always focused on my homework, what I had to learn for the next day. And I did mainly on my own, because most of the time I was with my grandmom and my aunt while my parents were in the countryside working. But I knew what I wanted, and I follow my wish.
And what lessons did you learn growing up like this that you take also today that you can take experience of?
So I think it is very important in life to ask yourself what you want to do, and beside the context in which you grow, just follow your dream and what you want to do, and try to find the opportunity to create them, because not always the opportunity come to you, but you have to fight to find and create this opportunity. So as I said, when I said, okay, I'm going to do the PhD, fine, and then I have to go to Barcelona, okay, it was not such a good news, but they didn't block me. I still go, I get connected to some other researcher, professor, and then the postdoc opportunity came, and then I said, okay, I'm moving, and then I came to Luxembourg, and of course, when I said, I bought a house in Luxembourg, okay, the first reaction was, you don't come back anymore, but your life, and you should follow your dream and what you feel like doing.
You spoke of your dream and follow your dream. What is your dream?
So right now, I mean, my dream will be to see my kid satisfied, that they also follow their dream as the mom did, and I will support them in this. But if it comes to the professional life, of course, I would feel satisfied if I can see the concrete benefit of what I do in terms of research. So to see really in the future that farmer will think, this is useful for me. Okay, farmer is today because the project are about agriculture, but in the future, other end user. And so see that you are really doing something that is useful. Sometimes I compare me to my sister that is a doctor, and then of course she is dealing with the people that have cancer, and I feel that what I do is useless because of course I'm not saving a life, or of course it is much different, but still I believe that research can have an impact, and I hope this is what I will see in the future.
Von Italien aus dünn führt Maria Rita an die große Walde rausgegangen, zum Beispiel ob Barcelona, an Lu eben ob Lützburg. Oder anders, Italien, Spanien oder Lützburg, ob man es zwei von diesen drei Ländern sie wenn es ihrer Cuisine bekannt, aber wo die sind da eigentlich am besten geschmeckt?
Okay, so let's say that these are not only the country involved in my life, because I'm also married with a Burkinabe, so I'm more international, connected from Italy to Africa. And in terms of cuisine, I'm very open, but of course very difficult person, because I love cooking, I love the Italian food, and so I'm a bit I don't know how to say it. I criticize easily, but not in a negative way. But this is, I think, common for people that cook at home. And I like trying other food. I'm very open. At home, we cook both Italian and African food. We are open to other culture. But of course, I'm the one that want to be the master in the kitchen, and sometimes it is not easy.
Do you have a kitchen routine, for example, when you start cooking, that you have to have very light music, or you have to watch a show on Netflix, or do you just focus yourself on doing the craft?
I would say that the routine is having my kid around that want to help somehow, and this is funny sometimes. Sometimes they really help. Other time you can imagine it is not the case. Otherwise, I consider myself someone well organized. So also when it comes to cooking, I know what are the steps, what I have to do first, and it goes easily, because I enjoy it and I'm used to do it. This is also part of my daily life. When I go back from work, I enjoy being in the kitchen and then cook for my family and eat together.
Okay, so let's say I have a date tomorrow, and I have to impress the girl, and I have absolutely no cooking skills. So what would you recommend me to cook?
So for sure it depends what she like, because she may be having some dietary constraint, we don't know. But of course, pizza can be too simple, it is nothing special. You could go for something more elaborated, like you cook a good lasagna, but then she may say, no, it is too heavy too, and then maybe better to do a risotto. And risotto you can do with mushrooms if she's vegetarian, or you can do with the fish if she prefers fish. So this could be some idea.
Okay, great. But be honest, after cooking, do you leave the kitchen messy or very clean?
After cooking, I have to eat because I want to enjoy my food hot. So this is something that drives me crazy if I cook and then people don't come to the table, because the food becomes cold, and for me it is not good anymore, and it is not respectful for the person that cooked. So the kitchen, after I clean the kitchen after we have finished dinner or lunch.
Okay, but you have to leave the kitchen afterwards clean.
Of course.
Okay.
This is important. I will not go to sleep and leave the kitchen dirty for next day. This is not part of my style.
Okay.
Und als letzte Frage, gehen wir noch zurück auf seine Station in Barcelona. Mein Element wäre nämlich nicht in journalistischen und investigativen, auf jeden Fall kritischen Science-Podcast, wo wir die enge Frage nicht gegenstellen, die aus alle Gehörner zu fangen brennt.
You spoke about Barcelona, where you spend your time. Have you ever met Messi?
No, I'm not in football. People will say that I'm not really Italian because Italians are very football supporter, but I'm not.
Das war die neue Episode von Mein Element. Merci de Maria Rita für seine Zeit. Und wenn ihr diesen Podcast gefallen hat, dann abonniert ihn doch. Und wenn ihr dann noch bewerte Kind, wird für mich wie Christach. Dafür, wir hören uns. Bis dann. Ciao.